Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got a lot of predictions. I got to get wrapped up here. These are 2010 predictions. What I predicted, what actually happened in my score. And these are the last five that I have so far. And I've only missed one, but things are going to change real quick here. The U.S. stock market, my prediction, the U.S. stock market from, this is from a year ago, folks. The stock market will not advance on merely cost cutting without market performance. What I meant by that is they couldn't rely on cost cutting to drive profits. They were going to have to drive sales somehow and grow their sales that way, show that they can do that in the tough economy. And Wall Street gains defied my logic. But sadly, these gains, in my opinion, were paid for by millions of unemployed Americans. What I mean by that is big businesses laid off so many people. Anybody could be successful if you can force, if you can get the other people to take up the slack for all the people you laid off, then you can find a lot of efficiencies and a lot of profits. And so even though, you know, even with all that having been said, I missed that one because the stock market did great, and I didn't think it would. And that's an example to me, and this is going to be one of my predictions for next year, that's an example to me of how disconnected Wall Street and Main Street have become. Next prediction, healthcare reform legislation will be signed into law along party lines. Well, here's what happened. On March 23rd, we got Obamacare when President Obama signed the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act into law without one single Republican vote. So that's a plus one. Here's the next prediction. Election year policies, that's something we're going to be talking about. What are they going to do with this? With this healthcare bill, and I'll have a 2011 prediction for that to talk about next week. The next prediction: election year realities will cause Democrats to forsake pro-union. Well, it was the card check bill, pro-union and cap and trade legislation. Well, as you know, neither one of these were ever a serious legislative threat. They basically, the only thing that we got cap and trade was the SEC. I'm sorry, the EPA determined carbon dioxide to be a dangerous gas. They regulated it, and that's going to be being challenged right now. So that's a plus one because neither of those, the cap and trade or the union, was a serious threat, and they won't be coming up in the future, by the way. So that's a plus one. All right, next prediction. Republicans will increase seats in both houses without gaining control of either, but will win a filibuster minority in the Senate. Well, I got three of the four right. The Republicans did increase their seats. They did gain. They did gain in the House, and I said they wouldn't. And they did win a filibuster minority in the Senate. But thanks to the Tea Party, the Tea Party basically messed up my prediction there. But I'm kind of glad that they did. So I'm going to call that a push. I got three out of four, but I'm going to say that's a push. And here's my next prediction. The federal government will keep California out of bankruptcy. New York will follow. So I predicted in 2010 that California would need to be bailed out the way AIG and GM and the others were bailed out by the government. Well, here's my thoughts on that. As you know, that didn't happen in 2010. But like the 2009 General Motors bankruptcy, which I predicted in 2006, this cake, the California financial debacle waiting to happen, this cake is going to take just a little bit longer to bake. But that's a minus one. I'm taking the hit on that one. But I will recover that. I hope I don't. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it never comes to pass. But I saw how California, how their election went this year. California defied the logic of the rest of the nation in 2010, folks. If you look at what California did, the way they what they how they elected their folks out there. The rest of the country, down to the local precinct, did the opposite of what California did. And so I'm afraid there's no hope for California. I wish there were, but it's not good out there. And so we'll see. I'm afraid that we may have to do something. So here's my score. Final 2010 score: 8 right, 3 wrong, 1 push. That puts my 10-year accuracy. That's, by the way, a little over 70% accuracy this year. That puts my 10-year accuracy at 70.2%. How about that, folks? That's not too bad, huh? How did you do? That's my question. Gonna take a quick break. Thanks for hanging out with me. I got one more hour after this one. One more hour to wrap up the 2010 year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.